We're talking today on National Agriculture Day with one of the national officers of the FFA organization, Oklahoma FFA member Ridge Hubanks. Ridge, you're in Washington, D.C. today, right?
Yes, sir. Enjoying it up here in the nation's capital, celebrating the best industry.
Let's talk a little bit about National Ag Day just for a moment and FFA's involvement. Then I want to get back and talk a little bit about your time thus far as a national officer. But on this National Ag Day, I know FFA, one of many organizations that's celebrating this industry.
Yes, sir. And I'm really excited today. I'm getting to sit in on a panel with AFA, Manners, and students from all across the spectrum representing agriculture in the various facets. And I know we were meeting with American Farm Bureau yesterday, so it's really fun to feel the buzz surrounding D.C., going on today as we celebrate agriculture.
I know one of the things that you and I talked about as you were getting ready, you were running, and then you were waiting to see if your name was going to be called as a national officer. You talked with me about the fact that you really wanted to, if you were a national officer, you wanted to really major on the fact that there are so many opportunities in agriculture for students. How has that gone as far as your opportunities to do that?
You know, and it's been kind of funny because the teammates that I have been paired with are able to do that role even better than I would have been able to myself. And I've actually been able to focus more on the production agriculture side and the culture that Oklahoma exhibits so well across the spectrum. And so I've really found myself in positions where, you know, I'm meeting with Microsoft and getting to talk about rural broadband and how can we continue to increase opportunities for students in those dead areas that might not have access to rural internet and telecommunications. And then, you know, you go to the next meeting and you're meeting with American Farm Bureau and you're talking about the pertinence of agriculture education in the classroom, knowing what production ag looks like, where your food comes from, but then also getting to talk about the other specialty areas and the niche areas that farmers are finding themselves in trying to turn a dollar. So I've had opportunities to do both, but boy, it's sure nice to have teammates alongside me from all across the country that complement it and are able to talk on some of those specialty areas that I might not be as familiar with myself.
Ridge, I know that as you were called and you came back to Oklahoma, wrapped up your activities and your time as far as your fall semester obligations at Oklahoma State, you immediately were able to go and start the training, building rapport with those other five national officers. Tell me about the journey since the first of the year.
And boy, it was very similar to the conversation you and I had at convention in that it was all gas and no brakes. I mean, as soon as they got a hold of us, we went to work and we started figuring out who are the members of our team and how can we create the best synergy amongst each other. And from there, we started developing our keynotes and workshops and getting everything down so that we were as ready as possible to interact with students and share the messages that we're taking with us. A lot of the message I'm sharing this year is overcoming adversity and learning how to take failure and apply it. But the main message I'm sharing this year is how can we create and stimulate better conversation? How can we learn to disagree with one another without having to cross the respect threshold and make the conversation personal rather than about the issue at hand? I think that's a conversation that we need to have across the country, but I think in agriculture it's especially pertinent as we start having the conversations about this or that rather than this and that. And so developing that was incredible. We got to take an international experience to Japan and continue to foster relations with the FFJ, Future Farmers of Japan, and learn about a type of agriculture that is completely different than what we know in the United States, in Oklahoma. And we've finally gotten to start doing some of our chapter visits and state convention, if you can believe it, is that season starting to ramp up. And my first one is in Tennessee coming up at the end of the month. So they've really just had us all over the place. And I'm loving the travel and the interactions with students and businesses that I've been able to have.
As you approach this spring season, as you get out and actually mix with FFA students from across the country, what's really jumped out at you at this point as you've met and seen a lot of different FFA supervised ag programs?
that's really hard to pin down just one. But I would say if I had to bring it back to one thing that's really stood out to me, it would definitely be the excitement and the passion that students have for the Blue Jacket and for the organization. You know, there are some chapters that you visit that they don't know what a national officer is or what the significance of it is. But then we start doing a workshop and you see the passion, you see the vision that these students have to change their home and community and their state. And all that begins to take shape. And then sometimes you'll go on a visit and it's the gung-ho, let's go get them right out of the gate and we're going to bring you along beside us, Rich. And you know, that warm and welcoming feeling, no matter where I'm at across the country, is something that I've felt everywhere that I've gone. Never have I been in a situation where I felt like an outlier or somebody that, you know, was a foreigner to the area. The students have all pulled me in and said, let's get to work. We want you right here alongside us. And that's probably been the most rewarding part of this experience so far, is seeing the passion that our students carry and then being able to be a part of that and help facilitate greater change and progress.
Ridge, as you think back on your FFA career and you go through all these daily things that you're experiencing, you've got a different agenda, I know, every day as a national officer. As you think back to ALVA and moving forward through your experience as a state Oklahoma officer, you know, what did that foundation do for you as you became a national officer?
Man, and the statement, there's no place like home, it rings true. And I've really learned to cherish the time that I get at home, be more intentional with my time while I'm there, and really make time for those people that have helped me get to where I am today. Because I know that the only reason I'm here is because I've had thousands of people across the state and in my home community that have poured into me, seen the opportunities that lie, and pushed me to seek them out and conquer those dreams that I had set forth. And so there's no place like home, Ron, and I'm very proud to call ALVA Oklahoma and the state of Oklahoma my home. And I always cherish time that I get to come back and see the people and catch up with them that have poured into me.
Finally, Ridge, as you think about your experience as a national FFA officer, I know you're already storing up some great memories and some great lessons that you'll be able to carry with you for a lifetime. Any experience or any one or two experiences that just kind of jump out at you right now?
Well, I guess the one that's left the biggest impact with me was an experience that I had in the state of Illinois. And we do this thing called Experience Week. And Experience Week is when the entire national officer team gets together and goes out to about four schools a day, and you really refine your keynote and workshop abilities. And you're performing at schools the entire day, giving it multiple times. And one of the schools that we stopped at during Experience Week in Illinois was the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired. And so they brought in students that were either completely blind all the way up to legally blind. We had students from the School of the Deaf, which was just across town. And then they also brought in chapters from the surrounding area of students that were non-disabled and put them together. And we were given the opportunity to give our keynotes and our workshops to these students. And so facilitation, in that sense, it looked a lot different. And I had to be very proactive about what activities can I do to ensure that everybody's included, the debrief is effective, and everybody walks away feeling better and ready as a leader to move forward. And it was a challenge. But the one thing I'll never forget was a young lady who was sitting in front of me, and there was a young man behind him. I was having everybody do introductions. And the young man talked about how he's an avid hunter, and he loves to hunt deer. And I asked him about the biggest buck he'd ever shot. And he talked about an 8-point buck. He said that they don't get as big in Illinois as they do in Oklahoma. He was sure to specify that. But the young lady had never heard of a buck. She didn't know what a buck was. And the young man was very, very kind, very sensitive to it, was trying to explain it to her, and just couldn't quite make the words fit. So he made an antler using his fingers on his hand, walks over and takes her hand and says, feel this. This is what an antler would feel like. This is what a buck would be like. And it was just the most pure moment of somebody going out of their way to try to help somebody else from a walk of life that they couldn't even imagine. And that moment's going to stick with me forever. But there have been tons and tons of experiences that I've had as a national officer that have stuck out. But boy, that one was sure special.
Thank you, Ridge. Ridge Hubanks, National FFA Officer from Alva, Oklahoma. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.